वस्तुन्य शुद्धया स्नेहा रसलोहामृतो जलम ऋचो यजुंसी सामानि चतुर्होत्रम च सतमा
There's no blackboard, huh?
Vastuni osadhaya sneha.
I guess you go through it.
Vastuni osadhaya sneha rasaloha mrido jalam richo yajumsi samani chaturhutram chasatama. Vastuni osadhaya sneha rasaloha mrido jalam Richo yajumsi samani chatur hotram cha satama Vastuni oshodhaya sneha.
No one's gonna.
Something with affection.
Huh? Oh. Okay. So I should just chant word for word. Okay.
Vastuni, utensils. Oshodhaya, grains.
Are we chanting together? Or?
Sneha. Clarified butter. Rasa lohamrida. Honey. Gold. And earth. Jalam. Water. Richaha. The Rig Veda. Yajumsi. The Yajur Veda. Samani, the Samaveda, Chatuhutram, four persons conducting the performance.
Cha.
All these. Sat,
Tama,
almost pious one.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Other requirements are utensils, grains, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda, and four priests to perform the sacrifice.
Report. To perform a sacrifice
successfully, at least four expert priests are needed. One who can offer Hota, one who can chant Udgata, one who can kindle the sacrificial fire without the aid of separate fire Advaryu, and one who can supervise Brahma. Such sacrifices were conducted from the birth of Brahma, the first living creature, and were carried on till the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira. But such expert Brahman priests are very rare in this age of corruption and quarrel, and therefore in the present age, only the yajna of chanting the holy name of the Lord is recommended. The scriptures enjoin, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Vikati, Ramyataha. So, Krishna tells Arjuna in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam. It's chapter 9, text, what is it? 26. Om Agyana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. So yeah, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam, Krishna says, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. So, whereas in previous ages, all the different ingredients and items were mandatory. In this age, we've gotten a what do you call it, a reduced sale. And actually, when Krishna tells this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't mean that we have, it doesn't, if you read the word for word, it says a fruit, a leaf, a flower, or water. So it means either a water, either flower, either fruit, either like this. It's not, so actually, even if you only have water, for example. So because, Krishna is very merciful, and he gives us a bargain in that sense. And of course, in the other ages, all the different rituals, the Karma Kandya section, for example, they're there. But in Kali Yuga, Karma Kandya is not part of our program, and simply. The chanting of the Maha Mantra is recommended. The other mantras are also there. The Gayatri mantras are there, and mantras for offering food and like that. They're also employed and like that. But according to our situation in this degraded age, the great chant is the easiest process and the recommended one, and so therefore it's very easily performed and joyously performed. Even if it's not joyously performed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that whether we're happy or whether we're sad, still we chant Hare Krishna, and all the results will come. If we have the meditation of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, as our main objective. So that is the recommendation. That's given throughout all the scriptures, is to glorify Krishna. And I was thinking of chanting the next verse, but I'll just read the translation. Other necessities include invoking the different names of the demigods by specific hymns and vows of recompense in accordance with the particular scripture for specific purposes and by specific processes purport. The whole process of offering sacrifice is under the category of fruitive action, and such activities are extremely scientific. They mainly depend on the process of vibrating sounds with a particular accent. It is a great science, and due to being out of proper use for more than 4,000 years, for want of qualified Brahmins, such performances of sacrifice are no longer effective. Nor are they recommended in this fallen age. Any such sacrifice undertaken in this age as a matter of show may simply be a cheating process by the clever priestly order. But such a show of sacrifice cannot be effective at any stage. Fruitive action is being carried on by the help of material science, and to a little extent by gross material help. But the materialists await a still more subtle advancement in the process of vibrating sounds on which the Vedic hymns are established. Gross material science cannot divert the real purpose of human life. They can only increase the artificial needs of life without any solution to the problems of life. Therefore, the way of materialistic life leads to the wrong type of human civilization. Since the ultimate aim of life is spiritual realization, the direct way of invoking the holy name of the Lord, as mentioned above, is precisely recommended by Lord Chaitanya, and people of the modern age can easily take advantage of this simple process, which is tenable for the condition of the complicated social structure. So, yes, we mentioned the the other processes of fruitive action and the Karmakandya sections of the scriptures of the Vedas. They're not recommended for this age. And also fruitive action is being carried on by material science. So we see that so much advancement of technology, medicine, economy, and everything like that. Even though, like an economy in the like in the world economy is imperfect because they throw away so much food. Actually, I think the estimate was like 1/3 of the food is thrown out in the whole world. So like all that food could go to proper use, but because of mismanagement and the economists and the politicians being under illusion, they can't actually properly arrange for proper distribution. And then of course there's greed, and so that's also a major influence, that the rich try to get more money like that. So this is not helpful in any way to help present day society become peaceful. So the only way for peace is the process of vibrating the Vedic sounds, namely the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, like that. And that way we can develop our spiritual consciousness and attain the goal of the human form of life by absorbing ourselves in self-realization and Krishna consciousness. And this is Lord Chaitanya's formula. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to break open the storehouse of love of Godhead without considering who is qualified or who is not qualified, who is fit and who is not fit. We have to simply take advantage of this very simple and sublime process and try to go out as much as possible and give the holy names, and also in the form of spiritual foodstuffs. The prasadam is our secret weapon. And yesterday in the Harinam we saw many people were intoxicated and like that, but they were also in the mode of goodness, and they would partake of the transcendental prasadam. And even those that were not intoxicated, they would also they were also taking prasadam. And not only that, but they were watching for long time. Lots of people were not just taking the prasadam and going, but they were standing there for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes even, and some people stayed even longer actually. So it's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission is to capture the conditioned souls, those that are trying to avoid drowning in the ocean of love of Godhead. We have to push them under the water, so to speak, by giving them the holy names and also the transcendental foodstuffs offered to the Lord. And in that way, the complicated social structure can become ameliorated gradually, by and by. So today there'll also be a Harinam, walking Harinam. Yesterday it was like 5 hours, right? I was looking at the clock all the time. Wait, I thought we were leaving at 3. No. Oh, 5 o'clock? No, 5:30. Okay. It's like an extended, like in Rath Yatra. Some Rath Yatras are like 2 hours, or some are 3 or 4 hours, like that. So I was thinking, oh, this is like Rath Yatra, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. So, yeah. And in other ages, the items required were very complex and specific, very detailed, different kinds of items. Just like in cooking, you have all the different spices, and you have to, you know, scientifically, you know, like a scientist, you put all the right spices at the right time and the right quantity, and like that. So it's a process. But in this age, it's not possible to use all these different rituals. Although they are used also, like we have fire sacrifices for initiations, and then there's also rituals for the people when they leave their body, and different mantras are there like that. But it may not always be possible to acquire all the different spices, so to speak, and all the different items. So then we have to be satisfied sometimes with only taking Khichri Prasad. But if the items are available, then Krishna, he also likes variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. And like, for example, in the 24-hour kirtan, sometimes some devotees may criticize because sometimes the kirtan may be not easy to follow. If it's like, if there's lots of changes and different, you know, so many parts, you know, you usually, like a simple kirtan, there'll be, you know, one part or two parts or three parts or whatever. Sometimes the kirtans, like in 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan, our tradition is that because Krishna, he likes variety. For example, when we dress the deity, we don't just give him one set of clothes. Krishna, some temples, they dress the deities 2 times a day, or 3 times a day even, actually. But that's not for our satisfaction, but it's for Krishna's satisfaction. So Krishna, he enjoys different outfits, different jewelry, like that. And so, although Krishna doesn't need all different kinds of jewelry or art, because he's simply satisfied with playing in the forests with the cowherd boys as a, you know, simple cowherd boy, you know, he's not in his Vishnu tattva, full of opulence, you know, like on a battlefield wearing jewelry and like that. But in Vrindavan, he's just simply a simple country boy like that. But at the same time, he likes variety. Like, he likes different dishes and samosas and pakoras and different kinds of drinks and milk sweets and everything. Especially Madhu Mangal, he eats lots of milk sweets. And in Krishna Goloka Vrindavan, there's also variety. And in this material world, there's variety also. It's not like everyone is like dressing like monastic. You know, we have people that are not monastic, not living in a monastery. There's you know, different people have different propensities and proclivities according to the varnas, the ashrams and the varnas. It's not all one. So in the same way, Krishna, he also likes variety, and he likes different ragas. There's apparently 8,400,000 species of life. Similarly, there's 8,400,000 different ragas. And in this world, maybe there's only 40 that are actually even recognized or known. And within those 40 different ragas that may be known in this world, maybe only 10 of them are used in general. And somebody who's expert, he may only even use one or two or three like that. But they're there. And Krishna, he's the source of all sound vibrations. And not only that, but he's the source of all the different languages. And not only human languages, but animal languages and insect languages. When we heard a video, saw a short clip the other day on the internet, and they had these microphones that they take underwater, and they recorded the fish, and you can hear the fish. They have different sounds in like different languages like that. So Krishna, he's the source of all the different sound vibrations and all the different languages. And it's amazing. Like in India, there's maybe more than 13 different languages, different dialects. Whether you speak of Hindi or Bengali or Gujarati, there's so many different, more than 13, I think. And that's all coming from Krishna. It's inconceivable to my understanding how that can that happen, that Krishna can actually do that. He can, and not only that, but even within, let's say, for like in Norwegian, you have different dialects also. I don't, maybe two or three different dialects, right? So it's like, how does that happen? How can Krishna, and what I mean, like the different languages, all languages, they have like, you know, grammar and what do you call it, verbs, and what's the other one?
Nouns.
And like in Hindi, there's 32 consonants. Is that what it's called? I guess. You know, there's
vowels and consonants.
Vowels and consonants. Yeah, so consonants, I think there's like 32. And in the Chinese language, they have like 500 symbols, you know. Like you're supposed to learn 500 different symbols. except they don't have the symbol for the word God. They don't have the symbol for the word God. So China is so atheistic. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the devotees, they had to invent a symbol for the word God in Chinese. So that's how we have Chinese books from the BBT. They actually had to invent the word God in Chinese. So like that. So that note. So yeah, the simple process, and one doesn't even have to understand the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada explains even a child and an animal, they can chant Hare Krishna, and in their own language, they can also chant also. So we may not be able to make the animals chant Hare Krishna, but we, as Prabhupada says, we should at least try to help the human beings in society, to help at least them try to take up Krishna consciousness. So it's very nice that there's this national festival here in Norway, and I'm thankful that you've invited me. And today there's another Harinam, so Hari Hari. Any questions or comments? We can, I don't know if we went over time again.
9 is
9 o'clock. Okay. So yeah. Any realizations about yesterday, about the non-devotees, how they were watching us and taking prasadam and chanting and dancing. All the young people were dancing. Maybe some old people were dancing also. Yeah. You got one like huge man, a huge man. That was far out. He took prasadam, yeah? I think. Yeah, he was eating. Yeah, while you were dancing with him, he was like.
And he swung me around.
He swung. Yeah, he had you. Yeah. And question.
The thought it was funny to see how they gathered in this perfect like half circle, you know, and it just felt like it was kind of like a force field. They couldn't kind of like penetrate. They were standing so far actually from the devotees, and just seemed like they were a little scared to come any closer.
You mean in the beginning, or?
Yeah, in the beginning, when we were up with the metro station.
Right. Well, it's just normal, because we weren't really, you know, ready to, I mean, not that we're going to try to, you know, force them in, you know, at the instant, but, yeah, devotees sometimes need to warm up, you know, before they, like when you go to the kitchen, it's not like you're like automatically, you know, you have to like feel your way around and, you know where everything is and like that. So the devotees, they don't want to like, you know, scare people away. Like that.
So I saw one boy, he was having tea, and it was like his father gave him, and he was like 13, 14 or something, and he was taking him out to get a little bite, and it was like poison for him, it looked like it.
Oh, he was making face.
Yeah, he was, because if you're very like in, I don't know if he's material, and he was like, and he had to get it out, you know. But I was thinking, something went in.
Yeah, at least something. At least it touched his it went in, touched his mouth.
That's good.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people. They didn't throw him away, right? I didn't see anybody throwing him away. I was a little surprised because, like in America and in England, like that, it's illegal to distribute foodstuffs without a package. It's like considered unhygiene or whatever like that. But here you don't have such strict laws. Yeah. And then there's like three, there's cookies, and then the carob one, and then the coconut one, right? It's three different ones. That was interesting. You really went all out, not just like one sweet, but you had like three different sweets. I was like, wow, I never seen that before. That's nice. Any realization, Mataji? Any realization? No. Yeah, actually, even though I'm sick, I have like a cold, But I'm pleasantly surprised that I didn't wipe out. I didn't have to go sit down or anything like that for the whole 5 hours. So that was Krishna's mercy. Even though I was looking at the clock all the time, I could have sat down, but I was by Krishna's mercy. It was good. So
today how do we go? We go by metro, we go by car. Depends. I think we should decide when we see how many are here around here. We can take car. We can also go by metro or some by car, some by metro.
And then I have to leave. I have to keep my suitcase here or take it in the car?
We can figure it out. I want to see exactly your time. Your flight is 9. Exactly 9. But we have time, if we come back here, then we have time to go to the airport, huh? If we leave exactly, some are going to the restaurant, huh? You said?
Yeah, restaurant 6:30.
But that's the time you have tomorrow to do it. You have no time to go there. But maybe the easiest thing is to jump on because we're downtown, to jump on the train to the airport and not drive there in the car.
Yeah, it's most easy.
There's an airport train, you know, or also a normal train that goes to the airport.
Okay.
Mm. And it's actually faster. It's very fast train. It takes half an hour.
Okay.
Even less than half an hour.
25 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be going at 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock to Harinam, yeah?
No, Harinam is...
Oh,
the
4.
Is 2.
Oh, Prasadam is 2, yeah.
As we said that we meet down there at 4, but we can leave around 3 if everyone is ready, or between 3 and 3:30.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Mm.
Okay. So, thank you very much. Anantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Hari Hari Ki Jai.
Yeah, because the traffic, you know, can be 7:30.
You're leaving 7:30.